It's said that necessity is the mother of invention. So when people had trouble signing up online for private health coverage on the federal exchange, those with a stake in the system scrambled to come up with alternatives. The state sent out paper applications to those who would no longer be eligible for Medicaid. Some navigators took to the phones to enroll people. And at least one health insurer is simulating what the federal site was meant to do. Calculate subsidies. This helps avoid sticker shock when potential customers see the total cost of coverage, not just their share. James Baird is vice president of individual sales at WPS Insurance. Its subsidiary, Arise, is selling plans on the federal health exchange.
Without knowing what the subsidy amount is or if a person is even eligible, it's really hard for them to know what to do. At least having that bit of information really makes a difference. It gives them direction.
A federally approved navigator in northern Wisconsin says enrollment by phone is one method they're using. Brad Gingras is with SEP, the Concentrated Employment Program in Ashland.
Well, there are some people that have gone online and been able to get through the entire process flawlessly. Others have not had that same experience, but in many cases, through different methods, you can still get signed up. So, for example, we immediately just called the 1-800 hotline number.
The expectations and frustrations are evident at enrollment fairs around the state. At one in Milwaukee, Melvin Gillespie can't understand why healthcare.gov isn't working as well as it should.
This is computer age. Why can't we get the glitches out right away, you know?
He's helping his wife, Patricia, transition from Medicaid to private coverage. He's hoping they'll find more coverage for less cost and that doctors will be more willing to take private insurance instead of Medicaid, which has a lower reimbursement rate.
You know, doctors don't take it. You got to shop around and find someone that takes it.
Another person at the Milwaukee Health Forum was Janice Harrell. She was helping her adult daughter sign up for coverage since she's expected to lose Badger Care.
Without any coverage, you know, and you're already on the poverty level, you don't have the money to pay for that emergency room bill or that doctor's bill.
Harrell's confident her daughter will find a plan that suits her needs. However, Patricia Gillespie is not as optimistic. She'll easily transition from Badger Care to an affordable private plan. And she says politics at both the national and state level are partly to blame.
So political, so unreal. I always thought it was united we stand, divided we fall.
Some of that divisiveness is likely to be on display as state lawmakers discuss the governor's proposal to extend the health care sign-up period to March 31st. Democrats have repeatedly asked the governor to reconsider his decision not to take federal money for Medicaid expansion. Republicans have seized on the technical troubles of a law they unsuccessfully tried to overturn in court and at the ballot box. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.